50 feet, Professor, and drop him.
We'll be landing soon.
20 feet, 10 feet.
Welcome to the moon, everyone.
Professor, is that you? I looked out, but now I can't see.
The light has burnt out his eyes.
Something touched me. Wet and slimy. Can you see it? Something's in here, Gibbs.
You mad, Professor. I think I love you.
Bedford, run.
I don't want to run. I want to die.
Run!
The ground's giving way!
We present James Bolam as Bedford and Donald Sinden as Professor Cavor in First Men in the Moon by H.G. Wells. Dramatized for radio by Joe Dunlop. Episode 3, Slaves of the Luna.
It was grey, round and smooth, a boulder, and it came from the sky. I saw it land, and I saw the things emerge from it. Hideous, disgusting-looking creatures. Were you not fearful? To report truth to them, in equal portions, fear and curiosity. However, capturing them was simple. Opening surface vents beneath them, and down they fell.
And where are they now?
Under guard, in a safe place.
What purpose do you ascertain their arrival to signify, my friend?
On that, I intend to seek guidance at the highest level. Oh, look,
a summons to the presence. You are to have an audience with his great lordship. I am fearful for you. Be careful what you say, my friend. I've heard of those who look on the great presence never being seen again.
I must keep my voice steady. My eyes averted.
Approach the great lord with fear. Hail to the power. Gaze on the great presence.
I want to, but I must not look.
The admin server, level 4, stands before you. Great lordship, step into the light.
Speak. My great lord, creatures not of this world, such as I have never seen, are in our midst.
From whence have they appeared?
I have no knowledge, great lordship. I seek leave to experiment with them.
You must discover what they are, from whence they came, their purpose and intent.
Insects. Giant, wet, slimy insects.
You're awake at last, my boy.
Oh, where are we? Oh, my head is thumping.
I warned you those mushrooms are hallucinogenic.
You mean I imagined those creatures?
Well, not exactly. Look. They don't look quite so horrifying once you get used to them.
Where are we?
Well, deep inside the moon, of course. I had an impression of many tunnels and caves as they brought us down here. I'm stupid not to have thought of it. It's so obvious. telescopes couldn't see life on the moon because its inhabitants live inside it.
And we're their prisoners.
I don't think they mean us any harm. I got it.
What?
That sound they make. It's a form of language.
Huh? Stop it! Stop it! We have to find a way of getting out of here and back to the sphere.
Calm down, Bedford. I think what we are is a spectacle. The latest arrival in their zoo.
How can you be so calm, Cavor?
I don't think they mean us any harm.
Do they know we need food and water? What if they all just stand there watching while we starve to death?
We must assure these creatures we mean them no harm.
Oh, if we brought a few guns.
No. Aggression solves nothing. I want to communicate with them. Oh, this is so exciting. Living creatures in another world.
So what are we going to do? What was that?
Sparkus.
Guards, we've come to see the creatures.
Before we approach them, listen well. Watch them. Note their movements, but make no sound. I'm going to take them in this food.
To go into the cave with them? Could be perilous.
I know what I'm doing.
Now what? This one has a bigger head, if that is a head.
Well, it certainly looks different. A smaller body. What? Well, what's this? Here, look, Bedford. He's brought us some food. So much for starving to death.
Don't touch it.
Thank you. Food. Yes, very good. I eat. Yes.
Green, smelly mush.
They're obviously vegetarians. You see, Bedford, I've something in common with them already. Me, Cavor. Him, Bedford. You...
You're frightening him. He's backing away.
There has to be a way to communicate with them. Now let's have a taste of our first moon food.
No, thank you. I'm not hungry.
I have to find a way to communicate. If I gain good knowledge from them, I could become a level 3. Or even...
Be careful. Too much ambition can destroy.
Delicious. Food and water. They are looking after us, Bedford. No doubt they are wondering exactly what we are. Imagine if they turned up on Earth. Wouldn't we put them in a cage?
No, we'd kill them. Maybe they're fattening us up.
You have a very pessimistic and suspicious mind.
Well, I find that works best, life being how it is.
Oh, you're saying that with that attitude, your life's been a success so far.
I've been unlucky, that's all.
You had to leave the Earth or you would have been killed by that man Spike. Very successful.
I'm not going to sit here waiting for whatever they have in mind for us, that's for sure. I'm going to jump on the next one that opens that door and make a break for it.
So far, I have failed to determine any useful intelligence. Great Lord.
This is disappointing. Perhaps we should take them to a planner for deconstructive work.
No. I mean, Great Lord, please, let me have a little more time, a few spans to gain their confidence. Then I know I can learn much.
Very well. I give you another span to find some answers. The audience is ended.
But there are still many experiments, Great Lord.
Silence! We have spoken! One span more.
They're releasing our chains from the walls. And there you see, Bedford.
Where's Spargus? Careful.
They want us to go with them. Where you take us? What do you want?
What's wrong?
It's mine. It's mine. I think we should go with them.
I'm staying here.
Oh,
It stung me.
It was like an electric shock.
It hurts.
I got the same thing.
Mean us no harm, eh? The next one that tries to do that will get my fist in.
Now, don't offer violence. Don't even think of it. They may have telepathic powers of which we know nothing. Our only hope is to convince them that we come in peace. Look at that machine. Something to do with ventilation, perhaps.
It's a huge tunnel. I wonder where it leads.
Now, please, Bedford, no thoughts of escape. Look, look, up there, watching us. It's the one who brought us the food.
Where?
Up on the gallery, there.
They all look the same to me, green and slimy. Where do you think they're taking us?
Oh, I can't wait to see. This is a very sophisticated civilization. That machine was quite awe-inspiring. Just think what we will have to tell the world when we get home.
If we ever do. Look down there. Do you see what I see?
Professor!
Gibson Sparks! Yeah, I knew they meant us no harm.
Why have we still got our wrists chained together?
So, they got you both too, huh?
This is very perilous.
I wish to observe they do not exchange touch. See, that showing of their teeth. Does it mean friendship, you think?
Gibbs, are you all right?
Professor, Mr. Bedford, you're alive.
So far.
Has the great Lord agreed to this?
If one wishes advancement, risks have to be taken.
I think I'm inside, Professor. Dozens of them. I tried to fight them. Have you seen Manson?
No, no, we haven't. Not so far.
I expect they killed him because he couldn't see.
We don't know that.
Do you still have the compass, Spargus?
I lost it when I fell down that mantra.
Listen, all of you. Do nothing to antagonize them.
They might be going to kill us.
Lord, keep us as slaves. We looked apart already with our wrists in chains. You do that again one more time, you stupid.
Do what I want. Even if we escape, how could we find our way out? It's a veritable labyrinth down here.
There's still a chance I'd like to take. What about you, Spargus?
I'd rather die fighting than live out my life as a slave down here.
I keep thinking about young Manson. He was so terrified. I should have done something more.
We'll do something more as soon as the time's right.
A subterranean river and an underground waterfall. Isn't this amazing, Gibbs?
I hope they aren't going to walk us much further. I'm exhausted. We've come miles.
How deep do you think we are, Bedford?
Can't be that far. The air is less muggy.
It's much lighter here. They have to see the ribbons of light like molten sapphire.
Bedford, over there, look. A tunnel going up.
I think it might lead to the surface. These chains, what do you think they're made of?
It looks like gold now we're in a better light.
It does, doesn't it?
It can't be. They're too light.
Something's being lowered from the cave roof.
The ravine's very deep, Professor. You can't see the bottom of it.
No, no. It goes down at least half a mile.
They are gold. Look, I've shined it up a bit. We're chained with solid gold.
Why make something like this out of gold?
Who cares? Gold links can be pulled apart. Try it, Spargus. If we can get our hands free.
It's coming apart. It is gold.
Well, gold must be a common metal here. See them digging over there? Their shovels are made of the same stuff.
We must get our hands on some of those.
Got it!
Such sophistication. Oh, they're very advanced, you know, Bedford. Yeah. What are you doing?
Running?
Yeah, we're just talking.
Mr. Brunel would have been proud of such engineering. They have so much to teach us.
Personally, I'd rather be the one giving the lessons. Look out, Professor, behind you.
What on earth is its purpose, I wonder?
Bridge to the other side of the ravine?
Oh, don't be so stupid, Bedford. It's too narrow. It's no wider than 8 inches.
Well, look, our guards are crossing it.
Just strolling across, like they were on the ground.
They're insects. Never seen a fly on the ceiling.
They want us to follow them. It is too narrow for us.
You freeze, Spargus.
Yeah. Both hands. Just holding onto the chain.
Good. Now let's see how many of them we can shove over the ravine.
No, keep away. I don't wish to be stunned.
Now!
You can't! But
It's the way they flew him, Ben. They're no more substantial than a corporate.
Kill as many of them as I can! Quickly, Gibbs, Bond, up this tunnel.
Yes, sir. Quiet.
They were going to kill us before, for the genius are so stupid at times. Now, come on. Let's go. Come on, come on.
You ruined everything.
Spargus, give your hand.
They will never trust us now.
You are responsible. You have exceeded your position. Extinguish them.
Great Lord, we shall recapture them. All I require is one span to learn all there is to know about man.
That is what they are, is it? Man is a very primitive, savage being. No, I command they be extinguished on sight.
But...
do not look upon the mighty presence. Bow your head.
We better stop and let the professor and Gibbs catch us up. What's that strange noise?
It seems to be coming from the water.
It's peaceful somehow. Dreamy.
You want a drink?
Oh, it's like a maze, these tunnels. We could be going round in circles, Spargus.
Bedford!
What?
Dozens of dead moon creatures suspended just under the water.
You haven't drunk it?
No.
Good. Look! It's Manson.
Where?
Over there, under the water.
He's breathing. Help me, Bedford.
Bedford!
We found Manson. He's alive.
What?
Down there.
It's him, all right.
I knew they wouldn't have killed him. Only man kills without fault.
Lay him down here.
Yeah, get out of the way, Spargus. Let me examine him. Yes, what? He's alive, all right.
Where's Gibbs?
He's just coming in. Not very well. His heart, I think. Gibbs, we found Manson.
What? Manson? You found young Manson?
Yes, his vital organs are strong. Where was he?
Under the water.
He can't have been.
He was.
Him with all those moon creatures.
Then it can't be water. So blue. Some kind of healing substance. Very interesting.
Look, we haven't time to hang around. They must be following us. What are we going to do about Manson?
I'll carry him over my shoulder.
It's all right, Manson. Professor Cavour here. Now, how are you feeling?
Professor Cavour?
Yes, yes. We're all here. Safe and sound.
What are you all staring at?
You can see us.
Of course I can. Hello, Gibbsy. You all right, old fella?
How are you feeling, Manson?
Never felt better in my life.
I must get some of that liquid.
No time. We have to get moving. No, come on, Professor.
It'll only take a moment.
Oh, I'm glad to see you, lad. I thought you'd been killed.
Oh, my Gibbsy.
Those creatures are...
He was blind, Bedford. You saw his eyes. Burnt out. Those creatures have somehow made him see again. I must analyze this liquid. This could be the cure for all human ailments.
Not death, though, I bet. And that's what we're facing if you don't get back to the sphere.
There's a passage up here.
Bedford, you made a terrible mistake.
What?
These moon people are scientifically so advanced of us. We ought to be learning from them.
For the last time, will you understand? We had no choice.
Yeah, but I shall call them selenites.
Call them what you like, but let's get moving.
It's from the ancient Greek word for the moon, Selene. Intelligent beings like these deserve a better name than moon creatures. You must kill no more of them, Bedford. Promise me.
Get on your feet, Cavour. Manson, help Gibbs.
Aye, sir. It's three moon creatures coming down the tunnel. They've got weapons.
Get down. Arrows. Very peace-loving. Everybody get down.
They are not the creatures, Spargus. We are the creatures.
Shut up and get behind this rock.
Let's get out of here.
I think you're right. Come on. Let's get moving before more of them turn up.
Bedford.
What?
I'm not coming.
What?
Leave me here. I shall throw myself on their mercy and hope to learn all I can.
Like hell you will. Help me get him to his feet, Spargus.
I'll not be party to any more killing.
We need you to fly the sphere. You have to come with us.
No. Let me go.
You're coming with us if I have to drag you.
You are risking more than your promotion. I cannot allow them to be extinguished. Want it.
But the great Luna has decreed.
I looked at him. He is simply another planner. No more, no less.
Think about what you're doing.
I have. Will you help me?
We're definitely moving up this time.
Wait, Mr. Bedford.
Now what, man?
I know a quick way to the surface.
What?
It's through this crack in the wall.
It can't be. It's just...
It is. I tell you, Spark, I've never been more sure of anything. It's wide enough for us to squeeze through. Look, it's wider once you're inside.
Spargus?
No, I'll go in last, just in case. Gibbs, in you go.
I can't go any further. I got this pain in my arm. I can't get my breath.
Well, here, drink some of this.
Are you coming?
In a minute.
Oh, touch.
Must be good for you, then. That's what Nanny used to say.
Professor, Gibbs, get moving.
Selenites, dozens of them. Coming from down there. Move yourself. Spargus and I will hold them off.
Keep my hand, Gibbs. I'll help you through.
They've seen us. You going to fight?
Yes, I'm actually beginning to enjoy slaughtering these things.
Can you see that, Gibbsy? Up ahead!
Daylight!
Good boy, Manson.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, come on, Gibbs. Not much further. We'll be back on the surface.
look at them running away. We are supermen in this world, Bedford.
Oh, yes. I plan to bring a fleet of cavalry-powered spheres next time. I'll colonize this world. Think how much gold there must be here.
Got to get back to the sphere first.
Pick up as many of their weapons as you can carry.
Yeah, all solid gold. Cavor Bedford Incorporated property, I presume. You can carry it, Bedford.
What?
Or do you and I share everything equally now?
Of course, Spargus. You're my partner now. Cavour isn't interested in money. I'll take this axe. Oh. Come on, let's find that crack and get out of here.
Where is it?
What?
It should be here.
But it must be further back. Where is it?
Come on, Gibson. Run.
We're on the surface again. Thank God.
I told you it were a shortcut. The sun's past its peak. The leaves are withered already. I estimate 4 hours to darkness.
Which way to the sphere, Professor?
Oh, no.
It's over there, hidden in a crater, not that far.
You think so, man?
I recognize this place. This is the way the... what did you call him, Professor?
Well, the Selenites.
The way the Selenites brought me down into the underground caves. Don't you remember, Mr. Gibbs?
I didn't really take much notice.
We'll be back at the sphere in no time.
We have to wait for Bedford and Spargus.
They aren't coming.
What?
You heard their screams. The Selenites got them.
The first meeting of two worlds and it ends like this. Bloodshed and war. I should never have brought human beings to this world. Yeah, Manson, where are you going?
You stay here.
Come back. Not Manson. Manson!
Trust me. Stay there.
Professor.
What?
How could Manson recognize this place? He was blind when they grabbed us.
Over there. Daylight coming in from that tunnel. We're free and clear.
Creatures! Spargus! Why, you...
We're teaching them. They're getting better at this, Bedford. Does it look bad?
It's bad enough.
Don't leave me to die here, Bedford.
What are we going to do, Professor? Manson hasn't come back.
Oh, look, Gibbs. The earth is just rising above the horizon. It's so beautiful, so blue.
We're done for, aren't we?
I wanted to bring a message of peace and knowledge. And look what has happened. There's no hope for mankind.
It's getting cold.
Our best chance of survival lies with the Selenites.
Think.
They're coming. What's it to be, Gibbs? Certain death or uncertain future?
Oh, there it is. Oh, God be thanked. Professor? Manson? Anybody there? Anyone here? Damn. I can't fly it on my own. Hello?
You finally got here, Mr. Bedford.
Oh, Manson! You gave me a scare. Why didn't you answer me?
Spark with you.
Spargus is dead.
So it's only you and me?
Last man on the moon.
What? The professor and Gibbs?
Both dead.
That damned old fool.
I found the sphere when I went
Cavour
back for...
Cavour dead? Typical. I'll wager he just stood there and did nothing. No weapons, we come in peace. And why wouldn't he give me the formula for Cavourite, eh? Because he'd rather have his invention die with him than lose any of the credit.
Is that all he was to you? The inventor of Cavourite? I thought he was your friend.
Maybe we'll have time for mourning once we're on our way back to Earth.
Can you get us back?
God knows. Now, come on. You'll have to help me. Come on! Move yourself!
How can I help you?
Just do what I tell you. Oh! There's hundreds of them! Swarming towards the sphere! Let's get the airlock sealed! Kill it, Manson! Hit it with something!
What's the matter with you? Can't you see it trying to...
Up on the bridge, Vance. Let's get away from here. Quite a send-off. I'll be back in force to wipe you lot out. Believe me. Now, levers 1 to 4. Come on, Manson. What's the matter with you? Get on those levers.
Shh, do it. Do what he says, Manson. You are one of us now. Do as I command.
Manson? What's wrong?
Nothing. Sorry, Mr. Bedford. Just tell me what to do.
Cavourite shields lifting in 3, 2, 1. Pull as hard as you can. Nothing's happening. It isn't taking off. The Selenites are blocking the Cavourite with their bodies. It's not lifting. It's going to explode.
In First Men in the Moon by H.G. Wells, you heard James Bolam as Bedford, Donald Sinden as Professor Cavour, and Gary Olson as Manson. The part of Gibbs was played by Anthony Jackson, Spargus by Chris Pavlow, and the Selenites were played by Kerry Shale. The music was composed by Robert Rigby. First Men in the Moon was dramatized for radio by Joe Dunlop. It was produced by Michael Cameron and Stuart Richards and directed by Martin Jameson. First Men in the Moon is a Mr. Punch production.